Once you figure it out,
how it goes,
then you can turn it around. Once everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows that the boat.
And not all the leftists yet, but I'd say 60% of people have got a good idea now.
Captain Lad.
And we're turning things around. That's why they're talking about martial law and civil war and killing everybody. I got a better idea. How about we don't do that? But, man, I tell you, Naomi Wolf was on again yesterday. She got shut down on X with a hack attack, and I got to make some phone calls and try to help her. I haven't done that yet, but they haven't restored her account yet. She's frozen out of it. But she warns we are already under martial law. Foreign armies already operating inside the United States. And she's a former, you know, mainline Democrat Party high-level operative. She's right. The video's on Infowars.com, Global Bombshell. Naomi Wolf warns we're already under martial law. They're already installed Kamala. That's martial law. They already liquefied the border of human trafficking outside of law. That's martial law. Martial law is when they don't follow law. You think of martial law as soldiers running down the street. That's the classic form, but that's like 1% of it. So this is happening. This is going on. And, you know, NATO funding and endorsing attacks on Russia and an invasion of Russia. I mean, last time that happened was 1942. When was Barbarossa? Was it 42 or 43? I think it was. Look up Operation Barbarossa. When did Hitler launch that? Late 42, early 43? The point is that this stuff so huge that I'm like, can't believe I'm even reporting it. I mean, this is like cuckoo land. And the head of Google, or former head of Google, oh, I'm a weapons dealer. We're creating combat robots to station them everywhere and protect you. Gosh, Sunday, 22nd, June 41. He launched earlier than I thought. See, my memory's failing, folks. So, there you go. Can't even get my dates right anymore. So, we're taking first-time callers today on all the political issues, the attempted Trump assassination, we got to keep on the front burner, the Kamala Harris stealing all of Trump's economic platforms, but obviously she's never implement them. Ukraine invading Russia 12 days ago. The monkeypox being declared, but since that didn't work last year, they call it mpox. What do we do? How do we stand up against this peacefully? How do we change this? Because it's clear the enemy is going for broke. We are in cuckoo land. We are in the world of cuckoo clocks. We're the one who flew over the cuckoo's nest. I mean, this is dangerous. Even mainline analysts say most dangerous point in human history. This is crazy town. And the bankers that have run the country in the ground, they don't want to go to jail like Bernie Madoff because they're running a Ponzi scheme 10,000 times bigger. So they plan on civil unrest and disruption and a crash they blame on a hack attack or monkeypox or something so they don't get the blame. Well, they need to get the blame up front, then they'll back off. But if they're not in the hot seat, they'll do anything. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Your calls, first-time callers on these issues, interspersed with a bunch of breaking news and information in the next hour ahead of the amazing best-selling author and researcher and expert on the New World Order, Jay Dyer, who just basically reads out of their own publications and documents and books for an hour. You want to get real clear information broken down by an expert of the enemy operation? He's got their playbook. That is in T-minus 55 minutes, 30 seconds from now. But you're stuck with me, as they say. I'm not locked in here with you. You're locked in here with me. Ha, ha, ha. Don't know how to quit. Don't know how to fail. Because of God. We'll be right back.
Nitric Boost.
turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls here in a moment, and I really don't want to do this to you. I don't want to do it myself. Rob did put this together yesterday. It's got millions of views on X, the real Alex Jones. This is a small sampling of Kamala Harris doing her insane cackling witch thing. Her war cry. But again, folks, I've seen a lot of movies that people that can play good witches, like Wizard of Oz. I can make a pretty evil laugh, but I kind of turn on some little parts of my brain to do it. So I do it kind of as a joke sometimes. It freaks out my family. You don't get a laugh this fake or this evil without having a demon in there. This woman's beyond an empty suit. She's an empty soul. So I'm going to subject you to this because this needs to go even more viral so we can think about who this woman is. Then we're going right to your phone calls. So viewer discretion is advised. You want to tune out for 3 minutes because 3 minutes of her cackling is, in fact, I'm probably going to turn my headset off, my earpiece off during this because I do put this out yesterday afternoon. I saw it. I watched it again this morning. I was like, what am I doing? But at the same time, it's so evil, you got to show it. I mean, she might as well be riding a broom, folks. Here it is.
He knows how to sell right there. Okay.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, exactly. So,
she's still got a sense of humor. Right?
And I think in New Hampshire, you're going to swing by.
Oh, Brad Grant.
Okay. So, joining us now from New York.
Okay. Now, have because you'll need some help. Maybe you can have.
Look at me, look fantastic.
No, you know, maybe.
So,
Let's do this.
I mean, she could not be more... Rob just ran the studio. She could not be more fake. She could not be more disgusting. She could not be more disingenuous. Rob just ran here and just yelled, "This is torture." In fact, that should be the name of the video. This is torture. And I had to air it. But, I mean, where do you find somebody like this? Who can come up with a laugh like that? I mean, that's like nails on a chalkboard. And then everything she does is a fake. Everything she does is a fraud. And this is who they want to force feed us? These people are crazy. They're absolutely insane. And she wants price controls. Yeah, let's actually hear Hyena laugh. Here it is.
Poor hubby.
But that's the thing is, she's obviously has psychosis. She's completely bonkers. Bonkers. Okay, let's go to your phone calls. We got Jim, Aaron, Robert, Gary, Andrew, Bill, Robin, James, Mike. I'm taking calls. Order received. Aaron wants to talk from Tennessee. Aaron wants to talk about monkeypox and the new COVID and all the hype. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm sorry to subject you to that, but it has to be put on record.
Can you hear me, Alex?
Yes, I can. Welcome, Aaron. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, bro. Here, it's a blessing to be here. It's my first time caller.
Welcome.
Really nervous right now, but I called in randomly, and thank the Lord for me getting me through. I work at Busch Beans, the factory here, and man, people's not awake here. I have two of the friends listen to you all the time, like I do, and it's a blessing. And I'm like a small group here. Everybody's laughs at us and makes fun of us, and now people are dropping dead with COVID shots left and right. And I just don't know. I don't know, man. I'm just trying to wake people up. I'm trying to.
Well, I appreciate you, and I'm sorry you're nervous, but that's okay. What is your view on the monkeypox and all the new pandemics in the UN?
I think if we do what we did last fall and they try to come out with the COVID again, we speak out about it, that it's going to shut them down again.
I agree.
That's what we can do, brother.
They're trying again. What does that tell you?
It tells us that they're scared, they're going for broke, like you said, and the power's in us. We've got to wake people up the more and more. It's a great awakening right now. I mean, just like Trump's awake right now and close to God, but him getting us almost getting shot and everything. It's incredible. It's powerful. The Holy Spirit's flowing, and God's going to do something big here soon. I can feel it. I know you can feel it.
No, I agree. So you see a lot of people dying from the shots?
Yeah, I've been seeing young athletes dropping dead everywhere left and right. It's cardiac arrest, and they're trying to normalize it. It's disgusting. I'm the one that woke my wife up about it, and her mom is an LPN and tried to push for her to us all get shots. I told her mom, I said, politely, tell her to stick it where the sun don't shine because it's not going to happen. And her mom is them. She's had an uncle has cancer spread like crazy. It grew crazy.
I'm
and
sorry.
Her mom has gotten issues now passing out.
Well, it's a fact. They hit us with a weapon because America tried to wake up. We tried to have Trump. And they said, oh, we'll just give you a bioweapon attack. And that's what they did with the poison shots. Well, God bless you, sir. Thank you for calling, Aaron. Now, let's go to Robert in Florida on the Trump assassination, the UN invasion, which the UN officials are calling for UN troops in America, by the way. If you're a new listener, I can't believe they even did it. It's actually happening. Go ahead.
Alex, I believe all these immigrants that are coming over, illegal aliens that are coming over wearing the designer boots that all match are the UN soldiers. I know you've spoke about this before.
Well, I mean, I've looked at their bearing. There's no doubt they're soldiers.
Yeah, they're going to come in the middle of the night. You're going to wake up, and they're going to be rampant in the street. They're going to shut everything down, just like your Naomi Wolf said that they extended the Emergency Act. This has all been pre-planned. They're not going to allow this to... fail. They're going to do whatever it takes to
and they're
going to
claim
point.
It's right wingers blowing everything up when it happens.
Exactly. And then those prisoners that were released that they did a negotiation with, turns out one of them was the head sniper recruiter for the CIA. So it's kind of miraculous that he's got out just in time for the new DNC convention that's going to happen. There'll be a Trump supporter waving his hat and screaming whatever and do whatever, but there's false flags coming down the pipeline big time. And we just need to wake up.
You can feel it. You can politically and culturally see it as an intellectual. But when you just feel the sense of urgency, do you feel it?
Absolutely. I'm in Florida, and I was a polling station. I had to go in and drop some paperwork for work, and I hear Republicans arguing with each other that one person copied their this and that and the other, and it's disgusting to me that people can't figure this out. It's not about the right and the left paradigm. It's about life, freedom of choices, freedom of happiness. You're set on this earth to do one thing, and that's make your – and I got four kids and a family to feed, and I got these people arguing, you know, 75-year-old men arguing with each other on who's what and what. It's like, you know, the Republicans are lazy. They don't want to get up and do anything. They let the Democrats go, the liberals go, and take up the school boards and everything else, and we wonder why we're in the mess that we're in. But I don't think anything's going to happen. These people out here are saying, you got to vote, you got to vote. They stole it second term of Obama. They stole it almost against Trump in the beginning. Then they stole it with O'Biden. You don't think they've got it figured out now where they're not going to worry about having to steal it? They'll just shut everything down. And I think on the monkeypox things, this is a reaction from the COVID shot. This is part of it.
Absolutely. I mean, we know from the epidemiologists and virologists and scientists and pathologists we've had on and all the statistics and the research that when you give people this type of injection while they're already sick, it creates all these insane mutations, not just of that virus, but everything else. That's why they always said for decades, you can't give somebody a shot for the cold because it's such a wide spectrum of viruses. It will create a super virus. And so, yeah, people are like, I even saw some comments on X, like, Jones is saying there's lots of illness and death and weird viruses. He's fear-mongering. I'm not agreeing with the UN. I'm seeing the numbers. And I'm seeing illnesses all over the people I know, all over Austin, all over the country. Weird stuff going on, man. I mean, since when do we have all these hospitalizations in the summer for colds and flus? Something weird's going on.
Absolutely. And I hope and pray one day you get a sit and enjoy your family with no stress and you'll be able to relax one day because you've well done your part and woken people up. I myself had to pay for an abortion before I knew anything and I've repented for it. And I think God puts you in a position that you are paying for your mistakes and you are waking a lot of people up. It's not just you. It's the message that you sent that is happening now. And it's happening so fast. Some people aren't ready for it. And they say, you know, men's hearts will fail them when the truth comes out, and that's, you know, that's biblical. So people want to turn a blind eye and not help. You know, I always tell people if you're being attacked, don't yell help, yell fire. Everyone runs from help. Everybody comes running for fire.
God bless you, sir. Yeah. Every time I tell the story, the left writes news articles saying Jones is a hypocrite. He admits he funded abortions when he was a teenager, but now he's against it. Well, it's like saying I'm committed to murder, which I did. And then I learned it was wrong. I mean, well, what? Or you're an alcoholic and you stop and admit it was wrong. I mean, I repented of that when I was about 18. When I was 18. And then that began my journey in God's calling. And when I was about 21, that's when God literally came into the room. I didn't see God, but I could feel it. And it was like, well, you say you want to make good for what you did? And it was just, I was given this whole download of the future, and it was just like, what? Is this actually happening? It was like, yeah, watch. And it was literally like a contract spirit. It was like, sign right here. And I was showed what it would be like. I've talked this about for 25 years, folks. And you saw it come true. It wasn't just, and I even had somebody I've known for 10 years, good friend. Like, I saw your show the other day about how God came to you and all this. That sounds crazy. It's 25 years ago. I didn't tell the story for a few years, except about 27, 28 years ago. And I've told the story 100 times, probably more. I'm not going to tell it again, but it was just like the walls blew out of the building I was in. It was like, okay, major presence. I want to get down flat on my face, but I can't do it. I'm in a restaurant by myself late at night. It's about to close. And I'm like, well, what do you want? What is this? And it was like, download. Well, you did this, you did that, you said this, you've been doing good. You want to really do something? Well, first, let me show you what's going to happen. You say you want to help people, right? You say you love humanity. Well, this is what's going to happen to you if you do this. And it was bad. And then the next thing was, now you're ready. Do you actually want to do what you claim you want to do? And I said, no matter what, I pledge myself, I commit. Now give me the mission. And it was like a hammer. Boom! And it's never been the same since. And I've had similar downloads that were different and even more intense than that since then. And it's just like, it's happened a bunch last year. Like, I'll be going to bed at like 10:30 at night, get in the bed, and it's all of a sudden you feel like the presence is like, and it's like always it turns the tide too. And then you see God working. It's like, wow, this is really real. Because your eyes, folks, only see a tiny bit of reality. You know that. We're like blind, basically. And there's everything going on all around us, and God is 100% real. And God has even told me in the last year or so, look, you've done your mission. I said this about 2 years ago. I said, I've completed my primary mission. And Jack Posobiec retweeted it. It went viral. But then I said, well, I God's like, well, you've completed the mission. You can stop now if you want. Of course, God knows everything. It's not going to happen. I was like, but what about my children and everybody else's now? And he goes, that's right. You're not fighting now for the children you killed to save the other children. Now you're fighting for your children. And then the new mission began. And the left, you know, really gets upset when I say this, but I've been commissioned by God. I mean, I said 25 years ago, we found the clips and played them. Imagine, like, you feel the presence in this room out of nowhere. I'm sitting there just drinking iced tea, eating chicken fried steak, like, whoa, what's this? What's going on? I feel, you know, and God's like, you're going to ignite the global resistance. You're going to go through hell, and you're going to be absolutely demonized and attacked everywhere, on every channel, everywhere. And here's the different scenarios that could happen, depending on how the people respond, but they go from bad to worse. And I went on air and said, I was just told all this. And back then I was on a local radio station in Access Television. And it all happened. And I'm on record saying it. I mean, this is like next level, folks. This is so real. The experiences since then, if I just get quiet and focus on God, I know what the enemy's going to do next. I see around corners. God does. And it's not me. I'm just a receiver. A transceiver. And I could talk all day about this. It's just incredible. And so people say, man, we appreciate you going through all this. And I'm like, actually, this is a real blessing. I mean, it's physically not fun. The flesh doesn't like it. The spirit does. So I'm in a whole nother dimension now. I really have transcended. And the problem is that now it's very saddening to see people not understand how real God is and how real the spiritual realm is. This third dimension is a reflection of the spiritual dimension that is the real dimensions. Like, that's real. This is just a reflection or a shadow. This is just a little side thing. And I just really, like Christ said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And I read those passages now, and it's like, I mean, like, these people that serve evil think they're winners because they're doing all this bad stuff. And they really think they're in charge. They're all puffed up, and they love award ceremonies and kissing each other's asses. And you're just looking at losers. You're just looking at scum. I mean, the creator of the universe don't like you. I'm not scared of you guys, man. You globalists, like, think you mess with me and attack me. It has zero effect now. I only think about, am I living up to what I'm supposed to do? Because I am... You know, when you read the Bible, it talks about God-fearing. You translate the Greek and Hebrew. It doesn't mean you hate God or you don't like God or you're scared of God, like God's cancer or heart attack or car wreck. No, it's like you're scared of not being with God. You're scared. I mean, imagine the greatest girlfriend or wife, you know, the person you love so much that you're scared they'll leave you. You love them so much. You're so attracted to them that even though they're happy and you're secure, you're still having concern because you love them so much. Imagine that times 1,000. That's why I could never sell out. I mean, if I even comprehend selling out, and I'm not even thinking about it, but the human brain war games thinks, well, what if I did sell out? What would that be like? What would that look like? And just even that degree of contemplation, God begins to be removed. You're like, ah, oh, blah, blah, oh, no, no, no. That's the fear. No. I'm not even thinking about it. I wasn't contemplating it. I won't do it. I promise. Please, please come back. Please come back. Please don't leave me. Please don't leave me. Please don't leave me. And that's what hell is separation from God. I'm going to stop ranting. I said I wouldn't rant about the story. I've told it probably 500 times. I need to stop. But it's the truth. And God's real, folks. And you better get it straight. Gary in Florida. Thanks for holding. Fighting back locally. Getting ready. Go ahead.
Hey, Gary. How we doing?
Come on, brother.
Alex, how we doing?
All right, brother.
So I have a question for you. I also have a statement. First question would be, everybody's, you know, we're worried about the big scale, the big picture, but I have always found that the best way to work on things is at the local level. You know, start in your own home, then you work to your neighborhood, and then you work to your community, and then that, you know, eventually goes to scale. What would be your, you know, kind of pro tip towards that? And then the statement that I had would be, you have all across the board in every nation right now, you have a growing, not even a growing populace, but a group of people that are controlling the things that happen, the globalists. And there's
the technocrats.
Moments in, yeah, the technocrats, the globalists. But you also, with that, you have people like Rhonda Massey, who is the spouse of Thomas Massey, who comes out and says, AIPAC controls our politicians through bureaucratic institutions, through funding to their campaign, whatever it may be. I have people that are, you know, I have friends all over the world. I have, I truly believe in things like what MLK says. I believe by judging people by the content of their character, not their color, race, creed, orientation, whatever. I've met good people and bad people on both sides, regardless of what, you know, their view may be. But you have a foreign nation that is operating within our country, doing things to dismantle our way of thinking, to dismantle the way that we feel about our neighbors and about our country. And it's a massive problem that needs to be addressed, but you can't address it without looking like, you know, you're using, you know, whatever words they want to use to describe it. You're using anti-Semitic dog whistles or your this, that, and a third. That, you know, when you look to who controls, you look to who you can't criticize, and I see that issue being skirted a lot.
I don't skirt any of it. I mean, there's no doubt that Israel and its different lobbies are one of the most powerful lobbying groups. You got the Federal Reserve, and you got the military industrial complex, and the teachers' unions. But I mean, Israel's right up there in the top two or three, and I criticize it. I don't apportion magical powers to it and say it's the dominant force. But clearly, AIPAC and all the rest of it is a problem. They've even got, you know, Trump singing their tune because that's just part of politics. And, you know, you got Israel banning porn but pushing it on us. So, I mean, I have guests on. I expose it. I talk about it all day. Just for me, I'm just trying to oppose globalist policies. And so if I can just get everybody to oppose a global cashless society or drag queen story time, whether it's BlackRock or whoever's funding it, we just oppose it instead of getting sucked down into the weeds about AIPAC. I mean, I see AIPAC as what it is. It's a mafia. You know, just like, what's her name? Naomi Wolf said, she's Jewish. She said, we have corporate mafias. The U.S. government, the Democrats are mafias. She'll tell you Israel's a mafia. And so it's just mafia. So I don't blame the Jewish mafia for Jews. And so I just remove it from that. But yeah, stay there. I want you to finish your point, Gary. But, I mean, look, AIPAC is the Jewish mafia, so let's just be honest about it. I want to tell you the story, the history of InfoWars MD, one of our biggest and most important lines of high-quality supplements. Because it's a story of political attacks and not giving up. And it's an amazing product line that funds our operation. Going back about 3 years ago during all the deplatforming of InfoWars, not just off the internet, not just with banking, some of the big supplement manufacturers that we were using, some of the best in the country, had been bought up during the pandemic, during the shutdown, and then they would notify us. We had five companies making product for us. Three of them notified us that we're no longer going to work with you because you're Alex Jones and you're InfoWars. So we made a lot of phone calls, reached out to our contacts, And we found one of the biggest supplement makers in the country. I'm not going to say their names. They get harassed, but they're big listeners. And they said, listen, you know, we were supplying a lot of the raw materials to several of your manufacturers that are no longer doing business with you. And we would love to put out a private label where we just put your label on our product. And then when people order from you, it drop ships out of our warehouses. And so we added a bunch of their products to our lineup. And I didn't ever really promote them a lot because we were, you know, selling our products and a lot of the products that we developed. But so many of these products that they had put out, again, were the exact same thing that we were putting out. In fact, in some cases, like in the case of Nitric Boost, it's the exact same formula that we private labeled from them before we're even doing InfoWars MD with them. So case in point right now, our version of Nitric Boost, it's so good for your heart and body and cardiovascular system, cleans out your blood. Dr. Minkowitz has talked about being one of the best formulas out there. Our version of it sold out about 3 weeks ago. Well, their version is just a white bottle from their warehouse, and it's the exact same pill, the exact same people, does the exact same thing, and it's the exact same price. So that's what InfoWars MD is. Take Turmeric 95. Turmeric 95 is called that because it's the strongest curcuminoid concentrate, 95% that they can make. And it turns out that's the company years ago, and I wanted to put out the strongest turmeric available that was actually producing it. So, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out at InfoWarsStore.com, but not their Turmeric 95, which is the same 95% curcuminoid and the same ingredients that boost it. So that's why InfoWars MD is such an amazing line. And because of the bankruptcy, attempts to shut us down, and the bad CRO we had here before, who would not reward a product, we would not have any new product to sell to stay on air if we hadn't set this up with InfoWars MD. Now, they've got over 100 products, and as we speak, we're making labels for the rest of their line. But 17 of their products that are their best sellers, the top of their catalog, we do have at InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWars MD. So, I've told you some of the history, what's behind it. It's amazing. It's super high quality. Here's just a few of the things that are available. Nitric Boost, Good Night Sleep, Joint Relief Max is amazing, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Probiotic Formula, CBD Full Spectrum, 25 milligram gummies, CBD Full Spectrum, 10 milligram gummies, works great, Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Mushroom Max for mental clarity and your immune system, Superfood Greens, Ageless Vitality Collagen, and a lot more. So if you want to keep InfoWars on the air, at the same time get amazing products, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line of products. There's a bunch of others I didn't mention. We're adding more every few days. So please take action and go to InfoWarsStore.com and secure your InfoWars MD today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb. Just the kind of
we got plenty of people out there to bash Israel all day. And, you know, I made the decision very early on to not try to make the show about that. So we have a caller call, and we'll go back to Gary in a minute. And he's very serious, but he's coming up to this big subject like it's the big taboo. And if we just talk about this, this will somehow stop the New World Order. Do you understand it's declassified in the mainstream Haaretz, Jerusalem Post, that starting in 47, Israel did bombings in Iraq and in Spain and a bunch of other countries to blow up Jews and blame it on other groups to make Jews move to Israel? Hitler, this is declassified, look it up, had a deal from the time he got in to make Jews move to Israel, and they had the top Jewish leaders involved in it. So what I'm saying is I actually have studied history. The average Jews, like the average, you know, Muslim or Christian, has no idea what's even going on. So my job is not to be an apologist for Jews. I always see these jokes. You're paid by AIPAC. You work for the Jews and Mossad. Have you seen the ADL saying I'm the main enemy to shut down? The ADL is an evil mafia organization. They've hated me for 30 years. They've been attacking me for almost 30 years. But they really don't like me because I'm not going to drive Jews into their arms by saying Jews are all evil and running around in some big conspiracy. But any powerful group or organization, especially persecuted groups, are going to get organized into groups, and then those almost always get taken over by corrupt people who then will persecute their own people or allow it to happen, like the Israeli stand down on October 7th, as the pretext for political power. Netanyahu is like Macron or Trudeau or the new British Prime Minister. They all got 20% of the vote. All of them. The current British Prime Minister got 18%. Macron got 20. Netanyahu got 20. Trudeau got 20. How are they the prime ministers or presidents with 20% of the vote? Because they have a parliament. Just like in Germany this week, the National Conservative Party joined with the Communist Socialist Party to outvote the new populist German party. So you think here a two-party system is bad. It's the best house in a bad neighborhood. Imagine you vote in a majority party and then there's a bunch of other parties and they combine with the party that lost and they're in charge. The current British Prime Minister doing all this tyranny, Keir Starmer, got 18%. So Netanyahu is unpopular. Trudeau is unpopular. Macron is unpopular. They're all unpopular. How are they staying in control? So, I mean, Netanyahu used Israel as a guinea pig for the poison shots. They've got just as high a death rate as anybody from him. So, to me, this giving magical powers to Jews and acting like they're one group. I mean, you know how much the liberal Jews hate the Orthodox Jews and all they fight with each other constantly over there. I mean, it's because I study all these major countries, so I study it. And like to act like Israel's one big power block is just preposterous. But I'm all about exposing the USS Liberty and the attempt to sink the ship and blame Egypt and have World War III. It happened. I interviewed the Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman who was in charge at the time, who said LBJ called him 30 years on air, man. I've interviewed basically everybody. I interviewed LBJ's mistress that was there when he said, I'm going to kill that son of a bitch next week. So I interviewed, had the deathbed confession of E. Howard Hunt that ran the assassination of Kennedy. I mean, I've been around the block, folks. So here's a microcosm. Even Nick Fuentes was on 2 weeks ago, and he's like, Israel connection to Kennedy. And I went, and he's actually very, very informed. You can disagree with his views, but he's very smart historically. He's a smart guy. Like, I know my stuff. That guy knows as much as I do. In some cases, more. I don't agree with all his views, but I mean, he's not a fake intellectual. He's not stupid. He's like, no, I agree with you. The Italian mob was mad. The Pentagon was mad. He's pulling out. The Federal Reserve was pissed. A lot of interest wanted Kennedy killed. And Kennedy did tell Israel, you can't have nukes. And I'm told Israel did have a seat at the table in the decision. So it's more of a global council. You got the Chinese communists and the British royalty and the oil companies and the big banks. And a bunch of those are Jews. They shouldn't be holy cows that you don't touch, but because Rothschilds are Jews, you're like, well, the average Jew down the street, he's like in with the Rothschild. It's just not fair. So I want to be a just person, and I want to really accuse people of what they've done. So I'll accuse individuals all day long, and I'll do that. But I want to explain something again. It's baked in with the ADL. You think the ADL's pissed that anti-Semitism is at all-time highs? They're as happy as a pig, and you know what? They're getting so much money right now. You think the Jewish mafia and it's the leadership, there's different power blocks. There's definitely multiple Jewish mafias. It's like there's a NATO mafia, all of it. There's a Justice Department mafia. It's how the world works. Do you think they're mad Israel got attacked? That's why they stood down. Do you think they're mad anti-Semitism is all-time highs? Israel has its own country with thousands of nuclear weapons. They're not going anywhere. And if their leadership can get the world to attack them and give them a path for domination, they'll do it. So it's like in War Games, 1980s movie. In fact, get that little promo we cut like 8 years ago to ready, where we predict the whole Ukraine war. It says, what a strange game. The only way to win is not to play. So I don't drive by a synagogue and go, I hate those Jews. And I don't drive by a black church, I hate those black people. I don't drive by, but I understand the manipulation, the race baiting, the control. I understand the ADL is out there creating racial division and using it. They're basically like the KKK. So I don't like gangs. I don't like mafias. And there was a Southern Mafia until like the 70s. And the KKK was powerful and was messing with people. And not just black people. They were pushing people around everywhere with businesses and stuff. But they got destroyed. They don't even exist anymore. So I want to see the ADL, like the KKK, discredited and done. I don't want them bombed. I don't want them shot. Any of that. But I know they lie about me. And why do they not like me? Because a Jew can tune in here, or a Muslim, or a Christian. I'll shoot them straight what I really think. It's 100% how the world's going on. And I don't want to sit there and have some idiotic fight. But I can tell you one thing right now. You could teleport every Jew on earth, what, like 20-something million of them? You could teleport, how many Jews are there on earth? Look up the number. You could teleport them to Mars. And do you think all our problems would be solved? This idea that Jews are the fountain of evil. No, we all are. We're the fountain of success and God and goodness and success. We're also the all the fountain of betrayal and failure and evil and greed and murder. So just stop. Okay? I just want to cover issues. I don't tell the caller stop. I'm glad he called. He can finish his points. It's just that people fetishize this stuff. And they also do it about Catholics. I mean, I can't tell you. I don't even look for these posts. Like, Jones is a Knight of Malta, and he works for the Vatican. That's another mentally ill thing. I don't hate the average Catholic. I don't like the current Catholic Pope. I think he's corrupt and bad, but I don't make it about some of the best people I know are Catholics. I know some great people that are, you know, great people that are Jews, great people that are Protestants. But it's like to call me a Knight of Malta or a Mossad agent. I mean, my family on both sides, but particularly my mother's, in England, in the Netherlands, on the Mayflower, my dad's family too, but literally the group with the president a decade before the revolution in Texas, met with the president, met with Andrew Jackson in the mainline history books, sold everything they had in New York, bought shiploads of Bibles, Protestant Bibles, came here, had shootouts with Jesuit priests, set up Washington the Brazos in East Texas, raised Colonel Travis's son, funded the troops, ran it, my mother's family, literally was the detonator for the Texas Revolution, hardcore Protestants. I mean, I come from Protestants, folks. As hardcore as you can get, going back 400 years. 450. And some idiot says, I work for the Pope. It's like saying Superman works for Lex Luthor. And I'm not saying Catholics are Lex Luthor. I respect Catholics. It's a diverse group of people. It's just, I'm not going to sit here. I don't work for Jews. I don't work for Catholics. I don't work for the Southern Baptist Convention. I am my own man. I get up here and look at the news, and I try to give you my best analysis of what's happening. And for everybody thinking, if you just bash Jews all day, you're like moving the meter up. You're moving the meter the wrong direction. Because the people controlling the Jews are as smart as they come. You go, oh, no, they're not. They're just a bunch of criminals. Oh, well, you just said they're supermen. Now they're dumb. The people running the Jews know Hegelian dialectic. And you go mess with the general Jews who are highly successful, they're going to give all their money to their so-called protectors who are the ones overseeing their destruction. So I refuse to play the ADL's game. If I slip on a banana peel, or I don't file my taxes, or I drink too much, or I have a heart attack from eating too much, you know, whatever, I don't sit there and blame a Jew at the end of the day. And yeah, you can look at the heads of the big pharma. Bunch of them are Jews and all of it. I get it. Because they're overachieving, and they recruit into themselves. And it's a problem. The Jewish mafia is a problem. And I'll call them out. But I will not, if somebody's in the Italian mafia, I don't blame all Italians for it. And that's what I'm trying to say, is you have to judge people individually. And that's where I'm at on the Jews. And I really want to break the ADL. And I don't want World War III. But, I mean, Biden gave $6 billion to the Iranians. And then it's Israel stood down. There's a bunch of weird, sneaky weirdness. And Israel's totally tied to the Persians. If you really want to know the modern Jewish brain, it's very Persian. It's bad. So I can sit back and look at a setup from a mile away. And I'm not getting sucked into the Jews, the Persians, any of these people. They want to sit over the Middle East and murder each other. Just knock yourselves out, man. I just want prosperity, freedom, and justice. And that's where everybody tried to come here. And I really care about everybody. But I don't care if you're a Persian, a Jew, a Catholic, a Protestant. If you want to cut my son's penis off, or you want a World War III, or you want open borders, you want to devalue my currency, I'm going to oppose you. And I'm not going to go, I oppose you because you're a Persian or a Jew or a Catholic. I'm going to say, I oppose your policies. I have all these clips. I'm going to go back to your calls. I have like 6 or 7 incredible clips of Democrats saying, white people are weird. They don't know how to eat tacos. It's the equivalent of saying black people eat watermelon. It's like weird tropes. And if you criticize Kamala, you're a racist against black people. We need to cut through all that crap and not buy into getting into the racial issues of these people. And we can all have differences of opinion. And we've all got to stand up for ourselves. But powerful groups get control through balkanization and tribal stuff. Well, I've got a tribe. It's Jesus Christ. It's self-defense. It's free market capitalism. And I don't care what group you're in. If you salute that and you support that and you prove you're that, you're going to be successful and you're going to be my brother. And so that's where I stand. I refuse to be sucked into this stuff. And that's why the ADL behind the scenes is financing my destruction. Because they need this race war. And they are as bad as you can get. And I expose them. But this litmus test of all the anti-Jew people fighting with each other to prove how much they can prove they hate Jews. You're using Jews as an excuse for your own failure to take control of your life and society. So see, I believe not as a Anglo-Saxon Germanic person. That's a little bit of Native American, but that's what I am. I mean, I'm about as Germanic as you can get. I'm the literal spitting image of it. I believe in who I am and what I can build through God, through me. But I don't think of myself as some Germanic person, though I'm proud of myself and stand up for myself and don't like people being attacked just because we're white. But I'm about the issues. And you can't debate the issue of inflation or fentanyl or open borders or sex trafficking. Why do we let them make it racial? They want to make criticizing Kamala Harris with price controls and open border about she's black. Of course she's not black. It's all fake. But the point is, why even go there? Why get to that level? It doesn't matter. If a Jew's got a good policy, support him. If a Jew's got a bad policy, don't support them. Fight them. Same thing with a Catholic or a Protestant or a Hindu or anybody. I mean, this is such a no-brainer, folks. Can we just deal with policy? My grandfather always said, I don't want to hear talk. I want to see action. Christ said to the tree by its fruits. That's policy. What do you produce? What comes out of the end of your factory? Success or failure? Does your machine work or does it fail? Does your music sound great or is it horrible? Is your food delicious and healthy or is it poisonous? Does your drug work or does it fail? I want to just look at something objectively and say, does that work or does that fail? Like a hunting dog. Does that dog go get the duck? Does that dog get the quail? Does it get the dove? Does it do what I tell it? Does it come right back? Does it eat the bird? Now you see where I'm going here. I didn't mean to do a 15, 20-minute rant. I got loaded phones. I'm going to take some of Jade Iyer's time because he understands that happens. It's no offense. They know part of being the fourth hour, I may carve out and commandeer some time. But I'm going to get to all your calls, but you may get only 1 minute apiece. But there you go, Gary. There's the definitive Alex Jones on the Jews, all right?
Do I get a moment?
You do. Go ahead.
Oh.
Well, hold on. You already got a moment. Hold on. You got a moment earlier. And I made a whole thing about what you said. So you've got time. Don't inform. Don't pretend that I'm cutting you off. That didn't happen.
No, not at all. Not at all. And I want to say what you said was beautifully said. I agree with you on, you know, everything. Initially, I wasn't coming at you at all saying you weren't saying any of those things that you were, you know, that's not what my point was. But my point is just kind of what you just said. You judge the tree by its fruits. There is a specific group of people. And like, I didn't say the Jewish people. I said AIPAC was what I said specifically because, like I said, you know, had mentioned Thomas Massie. He critiques with Tucker Carlson, a friend of yours, the AIPAC, the foreign nation that is operating within America, within our government. 3 days later, however many days it was, his wife dies under mysterious random circumstances. There's instances of that happening throughout history. You know, you brought up the USS Liberty. We could talk about the six dancing Israelis, you know, Jewish Mossad agents that were, you know, dancing and celebrating and recording what was happening at 9/11 with the Twin Towers, something that I remember watching as a child. So my point is I'm bringing up that not as because they're Jewish, but because you have, just like what your whole show was based on, it's not that the 1% are doing things that are bad. It's the 0.1% of the 1% that eat babies and use adrenochrome and traffic in children and so on and so forth, all the evil things that we know that they do through proof at this point. You have the 1% of these people that are of a foreign nation that look at us as cattle, goyim, you know, and they have used us through all of your lifetime, through all of my lifetime, through the lifetimes of your family, you know, since their inception, to manipulate the way that we look at things, to manipulate the way that our government does things without our vote. And my original question to you is, how do we combat that correctly? Like, you know, and you brought it up, you said the correct thing. You know, you do it without falling into their dog whistles and their straw man arguments. But how does that change the fact that these people that are running our nation are still being funded primarily by a foreign nation?
I think it's wrong that AIPAC is involved domestically. But I think there's other power blocks as well. But I disagree if you're saying, are you saying that all corruption flows out of the Jewish mafia?
No, absolutely not. There's also a ton of other, you know, the groups that you bring up as well. I'm not saying that's the answer. There's never one thing. There's always thousands.
I'm only saying you understand that AIPAC is more powerful when people attack Jews. You understand they have nuclear weapons.
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. You know, it's part of that. You bring something up, but at the same time, I'm saying, like when I originally had talked, I said at the community level, with our senators who are being funded by, let's just say, not just AIPAC, but another group that is owned or controlled by a foreign nation, that needs to stop.
Yeah, communist China, British intelligence, all of it. No, yeah. I hear you. I appreciate your call. I got to go. I said 30 minutes on this, it's good points, and it needs to be talked about. It's just like, how about we're just against the poison shots? How about we're just against 5G? How about we're just against the central bank digital currency? And that's all I'm saying is I don't even like get up in the morning and say, well, I got to go fight the Jews today. I mean, of course, Jews are powerful, successful. They're all over the globalist operation because those are people that want to be successful. How about we build a system that's successful outside of that? That's all I'm trying to say. Billy in Connecticut, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, a couple points. One I have is my opinion. So I think that the globalists are still going forward with plans. They have multi-plans. And the good thing, my opinion, you're waking people up. And the more people that are awake, I think it's going to come down to the election. If they do have it, whatever they said, that even if Trump wins, they're not going to, you know, certify him. But that's when I think when they go to take it away from us is we're going to see you're going to wake a lot of people.
No, I agree. Everybody keeps obsessing on the election in 80 days. No, the real stuff starts in the 79 days after that.
And that's what we're going to tell the people who have woken up. That's going to be how many percentage of people are not going to do anything still because they're not built like that. But I think the more you wake up, the more percentage of people are going to understand what's going on and take a stand and fight back. And I don't just mean like, you know, physical fight, but the more awakened people that will do something about it, we have a better shot at taking this over. That's why I love that every day you hit these same points home all the time. The more you do it, the more people awake. Even if it's one or two a day, it's going to come down to, they are definitely going to not let Trump win, or they're, whatever they want, they're going to go for broke.
No, I mean, that's right. It's, and like Naomi Wolf said, who's Jewish, by the way, there's a global coup against America. We've got to come together. We've got to defeat them. Pure crises is coming. And I don't even know the answers to all of it. We need to admit, though, it's coming.
Right. And like I say, when it does, we have to understand it. Like, now you've hit home to me so much, I understand. It's not like, well, maybe this is happening, I don't know. It's not like that anymore. It used to be like that for me. Now it's like, when something goes wrong and something weird's happening, we know it's happening now. And I hope other people think the same way I do, and we'll take a stand. And that the more of us take a stand, the bigger we'll make a scene, the bigger we'll wake other people up seeing what's going on. That's my hope. The second thing I have is, I was in the courtroom June 14th with you, and I don't understand how the other side said, oh, he's telling people not to buy, just buy from his father's place. You never said that once on here. They said it twice to the judge. I don't understand why your side didn't say, hey, wait, that's a total lie. You've never once said it. I listen every day. I never want you to say, don't buy from the company, buy from my father. You've never said it once. But yet they push that like that's what you said. And I don't understand why there's no pushback from your
But you watch the judge fire all those people then.
Oh, it was awesome. No, it was. At the end, it came out.
No, they got caught in a coup lying, and now we're still open. And by the grace of God, we're still here. And I appreciate you coming into this.
Excuse my mind. I really did. Like, that's so mad. It's like I listened 100%.
Brother, they said I had $400 million and that I made it off them. A, I've never had more than, $5 million in the bank. And B, I had made no money off those people. It's all made up.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it. God bless you, man. I love you, man. I keep up the good work.
How I do it? No, we got supporters like you, Billy. I mean, this is a pleasure to do. The only frustration is I don't want to sit here and plug all day and grovel and beg, and I just wanted to cover the news. So we try to bring you great products you're going to like. We fund the operation. But no, this is a pleasure to serve you and to serve my family and myself. I mean, let me tell you, rolling over and begging in the New World Order, that's a fate worse than death. So please, thanks for the call. I don't want people ever to think what I do is heroic. I know what's going on. I'm not rolling over to these people and dying. So I oppose all their policies and all their crap. I don't care what group they're in, I oppose them. Chinese, Protestants, Jews, Muslims, real simple. Hey, I don't agree with what you want to do. I'm not going to have your little fake debate about what color you are. Like all these videos, oh, Trump's a racist, he hates black people. It's a diversion, people, it's not true. We'll be right back with hour number three. Stay with us. Hour number four, actually.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored? That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones